A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection, approached Jesus and put this question to him. Master, we have it from Moses in writing that if a man's married brother dies childless, the man must marry the widow to raise up children for his brother. Well then, there were seven brothers. The first, having married a wife, died childless. The second and then the third married the widow. And the same with all seven. They died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman herself died. Now, at the resurrection, to which of them will she be wife, since she had been married to all seven? Jesus replied, "The children of this world take wives and husbands, but those who are judged worthy of a place in the other world, and in the resurrection from the dead, they do not marry because they can no longer die, for they are the same as the angels. And being children of the resurrection, they are sons of God. And Moses himself implies that the dead rise again, in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all are in fact alive." Some scribes then spoke up. "Well put, Master," they said, because they would not dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Entertainment in the Roman Colosseum was a multimedia affair. There survived murals of the kind of spectacles in which some of the earliest Christian martyrs were killed, while the victims are being torn apart in the centre by the raging beasts in the ring. A water organ is depicted playing off stage. It's a disturbing juxtaposition. Saint Cecilia, whose feast is today, lived after the time when Christians were killed in the Colosseum, but there's a theory that she became the patron saint of music due to a misreading which harked back to this jolly old tradition. A Latin word for instruments is organa, but that can mean musical instruments or instruments of torture. And so a phrase in the account of St. Cecilia's Passion which meant, "while the instruments were glowing hot," may have been misread as, "while the instruments were playing." The Virgin Martyrs exercised a particular fascination over the early Christian imagination, because their stories reiterate again and again this disturbing contrast of grace and ugliness, of lovely innocence and utter horror. The earliest account of St. Cecilia's life and death says that she had pledged herself as a young woman to virginity. Although she was forced to marry, she spent the wedding day singing in her heart to God, and she managed to convince her husband to leave her be. The story is told as if the wedding is in anticipation of her martyrdom day, when she joyfully went to her fate, as if singing in her heart to God, inviolable to the threats and tortures of her persecutors, because she was pledged to her heavenly bridegroom and Lord. She was already prepared for that resurrection life when they no longer marry because they are like the angels. There couldn't be a greater contrast with the death of the wicked king Antiochus in today's first reading from the first book of Maccabees. This persecutor of the Jews finally meets his comeuppance on the battlefield, and he's left only with regrets. "Now I remember the wrong I did in Jerusalem," he says, "when I seized the vessels of silver and gold there, and ordered the extermination of the inhabitants of Judah. This, I am convinced, is why these misfortunes have overtaken me, and why I am dying of melancholy in a foreign land." He can muster no hope of resurrection, no hope of any future integrity to compensate for his wickedness in this life. What is at stake in the resurrection is not just our future existence, but the integrity and meaning of our present life. The children of the resurrection are the children of God. We cannot now imagine what the resurrection life will be. The only way it can mean anything to us is if we live like it's true, if we live like children of God. That means living the Beatitudes, Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God, and so on. Celibacy is a particularly radical way of living in anticipation of the resurrection, but every Christian is called to live with an integrity and a humility befitting God's children. The philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein once commented that he couldn't bring himself to believe in the resurrection. If he did, he would have to change.